You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I've got River on the line from Debt Club. He's here to chat about their newest single, Brand New Lovers, the indie folk rock outfit Debt Club. Are a six-piece who blend jangling guitars with an alt country and its sometimes emo sound defined by rich arrangements and saxophone melodies. Since forming in 2023, they've made waves in Aotearoa's alternative underground music landscape. This Wednesday, they released their newest single, Brand New Lovers, ahead of their debut album set to release in August. From the band today, we have River on the program here to chat about the track. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
All good. Are you keeping warm?
Yeah, I've actually got my heater right next to me.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. I'm really intrigued by the very yellow wall color that you have. Was this a choice?
Yeah, it's a little feature wall. Big bright yellow wall with a giant U2 poster on it.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Oasis
there as well.
Yeah, I know. I can see them peeking out from the side. I'm being stared wistfully at by the Gallaghers.
Yeah.
Firstly, I just want to start off with the one question about your band name. Who are you in debt to?
Well, everyone, really. I don't know. I mean, we're all obviously financially in debt, as most people are.
Mm.
But yeah, we're in debt to all the people that have made us who we are.
That's a good one. I like that. Now, this single, Brand New Lovers, it centers around how intense and seemingly indestructible love can be when you're young and how that feeling slowly changes as you get older and life becomes more routine. That feeling of all-consuming young love, do you think there's any feeling that can compare to that, or is it just its own ballpark?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's definitely like a sort of little strange tingly thing, butterflies in the stomach sort of thing. Yeah, I guess trying to capture that as best as we can. And then, yeah, talk about how it's just like, I don't know, nothing seems to sort of live up to that, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, the kind of the mundaneness when it creeps in and it becomes more routine, but and it's like its own good thing, but it never really feels, at the first part, feels like a good thing. It feels like a little bit disappointing before you realize that that's just life.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the whole nostalgia thing, eh? We always look back on times thinking that they're like way better than they kind of actually really were, to be honest.
Now, lyrically, the song shifts from memories in a relationship, like those exciting, consuming moments, like you just said, to the more quiet, mundane realities of being older in a relationship. Instrumentally, the song starts in the realm of acoustic guitars, then has a real big lift in the chorus before that mid-song stripped back breakdown, and then a kind of synth-driven outro. Did you mirror the lyrics to the sonics, or the sonics came before the lyrical narrative? Where did that sit?
Well, like, the way we kind of usually write songs is, well, especially in this sort of, like, with the stuff we've released so far, has been I kind of will just write the song like on acoustic guitar and then kind of bring it, and then it will, you know, build up to its final form. But yeah, I usually try and write the lyrics first. Like, I feel like that kind of creates something a bit more interesting and a bit of like a kind of tangible idea to like hang on to when you're trying to write a song. I guess it started off with just the lyrics and then acoustic guitar and then the full shebang.
Nice. There's a lyric in it: your tennis shoes are dirtying up the bowling green. I want to say that's somewhere I've never been. Those lines, I love them. Where did they originate from?
Well, just for some reason, I've spent a lot of time at bowling clubs. And there's a lot, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot in Dunedin. There's a lot in Wellington.
Yeah.
There's like nearly two in every suburb.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I don't know, they just like have such a sense of boringness. I don't know. Sounds horrible. It sounds horrible because it's probably actually a really fun game. I've never played bowls.
Oh,
before.
You've never played bowls?
Yeah.
I have because my granddad was a big bowls guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you, it's, for me personally, sorry people of Dunedin, I also don't find it to be a particularly thrilling game.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, I just kind of wanted, I just thought about that a lot and how kind of like there's so many of them and how dead they feel. But I don't know, maybe I have had the wrong experience with them. I don't know.
Maybe you need to go play and then you'll be like, damn, yeah. I really need to change that lyric. It's just, it's not holding up.
Yeah.
Playing on stage with six people must be quite, not an ordeal because I'm sure it's fun, but do you always stand in the same place? Like when you go to a stage, you're like, right, we've got it down. This is where everyone stands. We're not shifting.
No, we do end up switching it around quite a lot. Well, obviously, venue to venue makes it difficult because sometimes the stages are really tiny.
Yeah.
And, like, we have to sort of, like, you know, cram some people in, like, kind of around a bit of a corner or something. But most of the time it's worked out pretty all right. Because it's, like, five in the front so that we can kind of have two on each side. It's quite symmetrical looking, you know.
Nice. Pleasing for the viewer's eye, the audience's eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, as a band, you kind of blend multiple influences into your sound. Like I said at the beginning, you've got that hints of emo, you've got the indie rock and the kind of folk, and then the alt country, which just seems to be like the alternative sound at the moment. Like it's so across the world, everyone's kind of hooked onto it. With something like that, where it's a sound that lots of musicians are playing with, do you knowingly adopt parts of it, or do you think it's kind of a subconscious, like, it's already out there in the music landscape. It's the popular alternative music. If it just kind of shifts that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of us in the band are like really into that sound, you know, and so it sort of just like creeps in. You know, it's not like we don't really like listen to it and be like, oh yeah, like do exactly that. It just kind of like slowly over time after listening to so much of it. I mean, and I feel like there's been some really great New Zealand stuff well, like recently, like the first thing I can think of is Phase on a Pony. Their new record Swan, which is just like the textbook, like like amazing, you know, old country kind of sound with the pedal steel and things, and we've got like there's actually a little bit of lap steel on this song to try and kind of like feed into that alt country thing. I just think it's such a beautiful kind of sound.
It is. It's cool to see how it just keeps going. It didn't like light up and then instantly die down. It's kind of kept on evolving across people picking it up. And I think in New Zealand, you're right, like, and we do our own sort of thing with it too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think definitely like the sort of like old school Dunedin like sound, it kind of is almost like merged in with this, the old country thing. Cause there's lots of those like similar kind of tropes and themes from that era. Like the you know, 80s, 90s Dunedin stuff is also like, it's kind of very similar to that.
And we don't want any of it. All of our bands are like, we're going to be hardcore and we're going to be, we're going to be post-punk and we'll leave Welly and we'll leave Tamaki to be old country.
Yeah. Yeah. It has ended up like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that between cities there's a bit of a musical divide, or between islands at least?
A little bit, I suppose. I guess we know so many bands here. It's kind of hard to like. Whereas I don't know as many bands in Christchurch, Dunedin, or Auckland. You know, it's like, and in Wellington, it's so diverse. And there's not really many bands that are kind of like cut from the same cloth, you know, like which makes the like the shows pretty cool to play, you know, like that we can be on a bill with bands with, you know, who are like similar enough but different to keep it interesting.
Yeah, kind of you go and you see three different sounds that are almost in the same realm but still different enough. Now with the upcoming album Foothold, which is set to release on August 12th. The experience behind recording that, you were the producer, you were mixing, you were engineering, how was that for you?
It was definitely a big undertaking, like from kind of like writing the bones of the songs all the way through to like mixing has been definitely tedious, and I've listened to the songs like thousands of times probably, you start to like lose touch with like what is actually sounding good and what's not sounding good. So that can be, but I think it was just like a lot of like doing it and then like just trying to be as confident in it as possible and then waiting for feedback and just doing exactly what the feedback was like from the rest of the band, you know, kind of, I had to kind of like remove my own judgment because it was just like broken.
Yeah. Did you have someone in the band who was always late with their feedback? Like you're already on to the next feedback? Wow, that's good.
Everyone was very like very enthusiastic about it. So yeah, that really helped.
Nice. Yeah. And is this single, I mean, you had another single from the album as well already come out. Is there another single in the works?
I think so, yeah. I think there's going to be one that's going to come out like maybe like a week or so before the actual album comes out.
Nice.
Yeah.
And are you guys thinking national tour?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got, we actually just announced a couple of days ago. It's, we're doing Christchurch on the 21st of August and Dunedin on the 22nd.
Amazing. Of August,
and then, Auckland, 18th of September, and, Auckland, 11th of September, and Wellington, 18th of September.
Well, we'll have to have you in the actual office around then promoting the
tour. Yeah, we would love to. Yeah.
Thanks so much, River, for coming on and chatting about that single, Brand New Lovers. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Ka kite. Yeah. We are just about to hear the track live here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Here it is, Debt Club, Brand New Lovers. I'll be back shortly around the 10:30 mark. We'll be having a little bit of game here. You're tuned into Radio 1, 91 FM. Keep it locked.
You could cut the misery from the rain. Empowered by the things that you let stain. The words you once exhausted on me are dripping from the mouth.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.